Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mee with a special weekend edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes. It's Sunday, the 20th of September. Starting off with Seven Digital, where I was delighted to interview the group a few days ago. We see that the shares over the latter part of the week have performed well. Green candles there, hammer candle for Thursday, and a key reversal to the upside for Friday. So we should be on our way over the next week to firstly break that line of resistance from August around 2.9 pence, and then eventually over the next month or so hit the top of the trend channel from August as high as 6 pence. All that obviously while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 1.45 pence. You can see that the shares never filled the gap higher from August, and that's normally a positive sign in terms of momentum in a moving situation. Next up is Diurnal, which took a long time to consolidate the August move to the upside. Massive spike that the shares have in July, the pullback sort of half the move over the first part of August, and then we've gradually risen since. But the overall pattern here, rising trend channel from June, based at 57 pence, and while we're above 57 pence, then looking for further upside. Nice break of that July resistance line there at 62 pence to end the week, and so it looks as though we're on our way towards the top of the channel at 95 pence, hopefully to be hit before the end of next month. On to one of the pharma stock heroes of the recent past, 4D Pharma. The rally here, I suppose, in its latest manifestation started at the beginning of August, and although it's three steps up, two steps down, and the odd gap here and there as well, the overall pattern is a rising trend channel, or it's a rise within a rising trend channel from the middle of July. The key level to watch now, probably the initial September resistance at £1.48. While we're above that, we should keep going towards the anticipated target, which is currently £2.10 at the top of the July trend channel, and hopefully that's hit well before the end of next month. Another situation which is keenly followed is ECR Minerals. Here the situation is that had a lot of consolidation here, probably more than we wanted, i.e. from coming back from 2.6 pence to, I suppose, near to 1.7, but bounced well off this rising trend channel floor from March at around, currently around 1.8 pence, and while we hold above 1.8, looking for the 3.5 pence level as a target, hopefully by the end of next month. That's not only a line of resistance from way back in March last year, but also a March resistance line projection as well, both pointing towards 3.5 pence. The weekly close above the 50-day line also very helpful. That's at 1.94, so that should ensure that the shares start to accelerate after that rather extended consolidation. So the upside there valid while we hold above 1.8 pence on ECR. Saw that Eve Sleep was mentioned in the Midas column today. A bit late, I would have thought, possibly, but anyway, we've got the shares bouncing off the floor of that rising trend channel from May, around 4.5 pence. And really, 4.5 pence needs to hold for a new leg to the upside to happen. That would then target the top of the channel from May at 8 pence. Be cautious on the stock. Maybe wait for an end of day close above the 20-day moving average at 5.2 pence before assuming a new leg to the upside, especially after this month's double top. This stage only back below the 50-day line at 3.75 pence really turns the situation at Eve Sleep bearish. A lot of interest, obviously, at the moment in Greatland Gold. So I took a look at the chart just to see where, let's say, the best case scenario might take the shares. Interestingly, on Friday, we had quite a sharp key reversal to the upside after probing down to 21 pence. So a bit of a shakeout before the push to the upside. Best call at the moment, probably, that we would hit the top of that July trend channel, currently pointing at 45 pence. And obviously that's valid while we hold above what is the notional price channel for at 21 pence. So let's see if that particular call works. Ideally, we remain above 24, 25 pence and don't have to probe to 21 in the meantime. But 45 pence, the possible target there by the end of next month. Gene Drive is next. That's a stock that I forgot to cover on Friday. Here the situation is that we've just hit what was the initial target there after the breakthrough the £1 level, the initial target 140 to 145, I think maybe I stretched to 150, but that sort of area. So we've hit that line. End of day close through £1.52 is probably what we're looking now for to trigger the next leg higher for the shares up towards £2.60, £2.70, which is that May resistance line projection. Seems right. Seems as though it's a long way away, but at least while we're above the September resistance on the way up around £1.32, if you can stretch your stop losses that far, we could head towards that 260 to 270 area, hopefully by the end of next month as well. You see that the last time we surged, we did that within just a few weeks. So at the end of October could be the time frame for a retest of the best levels of May. And obviously with the second wave, etc., that sort of fits in with an autumn second wave on the fundamental basis. Next up is a stock which is also mentioned in the Daily Mail, Mail on Sunday today, Ocado. Interesting that that's been mentioned at this particular stage. Obviously, shares are up a long way from the lows of the year, around £10, what sort of £12 rather. Current situation that we have a bona fide breakup gap through the 20-day moving average at £24.66. And the view at this stage is that while we hold above the initial September resistance at £25.82, we could hit that line of resistance from the resistance line projection from back in February at £35. So maybe it's looks like a reasonable risk reward trade, just risking just over £2 to try and make around £7. So that kind of fits on a technical basis. Stock which I've just spotted now as well is Pantheon Resources. Beautiful looking breakout at the end of the week, actually. Shares back in business after a long time on the back foot, or at least consolidating. So breakout level there was 28 pence, the initial September high. And above that, we're looking for quite a big move to the upside. As high as 60 pence, which is a May resistance line projection, the top of the channel as well. So a bit of a surprise there from Pantheon, but a pleasant one at the moment. And the upside valid, at least while we hold above 28. Ideally, we don't even go back below 31 to 32 pence on that. Last stock of the day is one which had a bit of a flurry on Friday. Still waiting for the main break, main level to break here. For Sealand Capital, so they call that I suppose around 2.25 pence. If we can break that, because obviously we failed there quite a few times now, if we can break that, then we are looking towards 4 to 5 pence, which would be the top of that rising trend channel from June. You notice here again that the shares never fill the gap to the upside on the initial move, so that does show that we're still very much in bull mode. If you're already in the stock, hopefully the shares will now not go back below the 50-day moving average at 1.68 pence on an end-of-day close basis. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.